brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Yay! Here we are.
Cheering.
Welcome, everyone, to another sud segment where we figured out that if beer can make people easier on the eyes, well, maybe it can have the same effect on the ears.
Yeah, it's worth a try.
Checks out.
Yeah. So
science. It's science.
It's science.
Science.
So pop in your beer buds and get ready.
Perfect. Well done. Wow. Well played.
Okay.
The new product from Apple. Beer buds.
If only. I am one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana. And joining me at the table today is Good Old Boy Sean.
Hello, hello. And good to be back on another episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
Good old boy Caperton.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Good old boy Tim.
That would be the smartest thing he says all episode.
Best intro, maybe. The longest,
but it was super both, good. Yeah,
super good.
Yeah, because when I think of you, I think of headbanging.
Timmy.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, you know,
yeah,
special people.
I'm special. Thank you. Thank you.
Good old boy Dave.
I seem to draw a lot of fantasies out of people.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there
it's
we are.
That kind of episode.
I think it's going to be that kind of episode, yeah. Okay, today's episode is about a couple of things. I was shopping online a couple weeks ago trying to source some beer for the show, and I noticed several space-themed beers. Mm. Yeah. So I thought, okay, let's do a show about space beers.
But why I've not?
Been right. I mean, why not?
Why not?
I love space.
But I've been reading and thinking a lot about David Bowie and been hitting the back catalog pretty hard and thought, well, okay, he was sort of obsessed with space as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right?
He fell to Earth.
He did fall to Earth. And then he went back into space. And since I know everyone at the table is a Bowie fan to one degree or another, I thought, why not see if we could tie those two things together? So this may not be a great idea. Maybe it's great. Maybe it'll be terrible. But either way, we're going to drink some beer. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Speaking of the beer, go to Boshan. Why don't you give us today's lineup?
The space-themed beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are...
That was nice.
Wicked Nebula, for a New England-style IPA from Gravity Brewing. Since we're in the South, I'm just going to call it Louisville, Colorado. You know, when they launched the Scots into space, those Utila kilts are really impressive. And we're going to be trying the Space Kilt Scottish Ale from Gravity Brewery.
Like flow up over your head
there? I mean, you know, it's the Scots know how to make that stuff work. Once again, from Louisville, Colorado. Event Horizon, starring Jodie Foster, a black IPA from Launchpad out of Aurora, Colorado. Astronaut Status, a barrel-aged imperial stout from Wiseacre Brewing out of Memphis, Tennessee. That's where all the good soul music comes from. And then this one is the 2016, the year David Bowie died, unfortunately. And this was brewed for David Bowie. It was batch number 4. A hoppy farmhouse style ale from Zebulon Artisan Ales out of Weaverville, North Carolina.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, oh. And maybe some extra surprises if we have the time.
Yeah, if we have time.
It's very sexy.
Oh, I'm trying.
Sounds good.
There's a fine line of sexy in space.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they wear under those suits?
The question.
Yeah. I mean, is like underwear and bras really necessary in space?
No.
Lift and separate.
There you go. I mean, they got those nice jumpsuits generally.
Can you motorboat in space, I wonder? Oh,
wow. The question on everyone's mind.
I bet you can.
Where's an astronaut when you need one?
Yeah.
I know. Right?
Yeah, they can build something.
I'm willing to go up and experiment.
If you are an astronaut listening to this podcast, please reach out and
let us know.
I think Caperton actually just got us
banned once again
from actual space.
Banned in space.
Not allowed on the space station.
Dang it.
Probably not. Okay.
Blame me for everything.
But it's only out of love.
Okay. Concern.
All right. Speaking of which, Caperton, why don't you tell us about the Suds ratings for today?
I will. We'll be discussing.
Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What?
Huh?
This mission is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
Man.
What's going on?
Is this like an incoming transmission or something?
Hal's not happy, Dave.
We'll be discussing and rating these space-themed beers with these Suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Counting down from 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another. 4. A body should really not make that sound. 3. Ah, what a relief. 2. Was that a belch? 1. That sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Liftoff. We have liftoff.
There goes our budget for the year.
Man, those are some special effects.
Wow.
Spent all our money on the special bit there. Sent Dave to space.
Hire that rocket. Just to do this.
There's a lot of rocket fuel burning there.
Especially with the price of gas right now.
Oh, my God. Oof. Astronomical.
Oh.
What?
Hey-oh.
He deserved the buzzer, but I'll
punched him. I almost punched him. They caught me off guard, and I almost punched him.
Tim is down. Wow.
That's just slightly unsettling. Yeah, I like that. Okay. Well, let's get to those beers. Yeah, okay.
Get to the beers.
So the first one that we're going to talk about is from Gravity in Louisville, Colorado, called Wicked Nebula. It is a NEPA, 6.5% ABV, loaded with juicy hops, including Citra, Amarillo, Mosaic, and Falconer's Flight. That's kind of cool. Not everyone does a Falconer's Flight kind of thing.
That was the It Hop, like what?
Well, the It Hop blend.
Yeah, well, fair. Yeah.
Eight, ten years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. I remember one of the, remember the Yazoo Hop Project beers?
Those
actually served a good purpose. I remember when a lot of breweries did that, where they would brew beers with specific single hops.
Well, even like, mixed greens with grist.
Yes.
Southern
grist.
Did we do a gravity beer on the on a previous show?
Mm-hmm.
We did.
We have.
Did we like
one of their beers? Mm-hmm. It was an ESB.
I like this one too.
One of the best beers of the flight.
It's not an ESB, but I like it.
Well, I know Sean loves hazy IPAs.
I have to say, like, as much as I like them. I actually do am enjoying this one. Yeah. This is, I feel like things are in balance on this one.
Very smooth and easy.
Yeah. It's not trying to taste like orange juice. It's
Tang.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to taste like Tang.
Tang.
Yeah. This is not your teenage brother's NEPA.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely not.
No, this is nice.
Yeah. Nice, fruity, and just it's a pleasure to drink.
Yeah. It's lighter in color than most NEPAs are.
Yeah, and that, I agree. This doesn't, you don't get that sort of weird, overhopped sort of burning.
Yes. Yeah, that's usually my complaint. It's the hop burn. And
this is, I'm not sure it almost feels like a very recent dry hop edition, maybe. Like, they really pop. I mean, for me, they taste recently done. Like, the time to tap may have been a little short, but it tastes great.
Yeah, I'm actually curious to get some more of this.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had a hazy or NEPA with Falconer's Flight in it.
I mean, when's the last beer you had with Falconer's Flight? That could be it, too, though.
I didn't think about that. I mean, and I remember there was like the Seven Seas Falconer's Flight.
Yeah.
Just a blend of all those sea hops.
Yeah. Oh, that was good.
So, I mean, not that people don't use Citra, Amarillo, Mosaic anymore. And they use those in hazies, but I don't know. There's almost like something throwback to this.
Did you guys think COVID took the wind out of the NEPA craze sales a little bit, maybe?
I don't know.
It was a little bit.
Is it still?
I think they still are going pretty strong.
Still going pretty strong.
Judging by beer menus across the country.
Yeah.
But.
Well, has anybody found like a good, you know, I mean, for the people who like them, there's not really been a replacement. So, I mean.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with liking hazies. I think sometimes they're lacking in some complexity, maybe, that some people want in a beer. But I don't know. This one's a great example of
the possibilities.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, this one has got some nuance to it.
I think part of my problem with the hazy craze, which I was fully on board, but it seemed like they just eclipsed everything else for a while.
Yeah,
breweries were going too fast. But that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like to the exclusion of other styles.
Sure.
It's like,
and there was like five versions of the same
thing.
When
did we ever have a brewery that did that, you know, that just brewed one friggin' style, you know? Like that's...
Yeah, before this, you're
it's
right.
It's kind of a newish thing, I think.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with more thoughts about this and other space beers in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So, as I'm drinking here,
she's and tasting, smacking her
and
lips.
And drinking and tasting, we are talking about space themed beers mixed in with a little bit of David Bowie.
With a dash of Bowie.
Yeah, with a dash of Bowie.
Just cause.
This first beer
sexy.
This first beer that we've been talking about is from Gravity Brewing, and it's their Wicked Nebula New England style IPA. And I'm a big fan of this because I don't, I don't know, dare say, I don't feel that this is truly NEPA territory.
I don't know.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen hazier.
Where do you see it's not?
I've seen hazier and juicier.
Because I'm just,
can't see a thing through it.
No, it's hazy. Bitterness. But I'm not getting like just fresh squeezed orange juice that I think of. You know what I mean?
More hop character, actually, is what you're getting.
For sure. Yeah. Feel the yeast coming through your teeth.
This is a more refined.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the,
This is not, this marriages the gap between like the total NEPAs, you know, the fresh squeezed orange juice things and the
still
West.
Still tastes like a beer.
Totally.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, it's taken that and it's taken the West Coastness of like feeling the hops in your teeth and kind of blending it together.
I'd say in the space race of NEPAs, this one's in orbit.
Ah!
You're not going to punch him?
See, I was like, I was going to say, this is why we keep Sean around.
All right, I get it.
Don't be jelly.
Too late. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And we are going to rate the Wicked Nebula from Gravity Brewing a 4.
Sure. Bleh. Oh. What? No.
No.
What was that?
Dave.
Come on, take Dave.
That, we're taking that. Put,
looking at got, this is not acceptable, Dave.
He's got a new screen, guys. I wish you guys could Dave. See. We can barely even see him. He's behind us.
What are you play doing, Dave?
Friggin' noise. Y'all. Got some
gigantic screen.
You know what? You're not that guy. Okay. You're not that okay. guy, okay.
Sorry.
Pal.
Sorry. I'm not atting you.
Okay. Let's go to something completely...
And now for something completely different.
Different.
Where are we?
Yeah. We're going
to Scotland.
We are going to Scotland. Yeah. Yeah. So this is another beer by Gravity Brewing. Again, sensing a theme.
Really?
But this one is a space kilt. It is... A Scotch Ale, otherwise known as a Wee Heavy, 6.7% ABV, brewed with malty Maris Otter and a hint of smoked peated malt.
So, we discussed this before. Peat smoked malt is definitely not a part of the style. That said...
Fair.
Should be.
They use...
A Keep it out.
They very... yeah. To their credit, though, they use a very small amount of it, and I don't... If I'm not objecting to it because of the style, it's I like it.
Yeah, I don't really pick it up that much. I don't think I would have known if.
I think it's a nice way to offset the malty sweetness of the beer because like Scottish too. Beers in general are less hoppy.
Yeah,
and that's, very sweet. That's a geographical thing because hops don't grow there. But no, also that's for
trees
real.
Really don't grow there either. Sure. They import all of our used whiskey barrels.
You know what grows there? Peat.
Moss. Yeah, they've got peat locked down.
Leg hair.
Yeah.
Beards.
Yeah.
Lots of band-aids.
Bad tempers.
For non-dry styles, this is one of my favorites. Messy. So I really do like the Scottish ale. Yeah.
And a Scotch ale that's done really well is a sight to behold.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's gotta be dialed in for it to be good.
And while Sean's right that when Sean says it's not brewed to style, he's referring to a very strict definition of the style, which those are important, you know. But I would also imagine that if you were hanging around in Scotland and you were making beer, you might come across
some smoky, wee heavy.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. And there's, I don't know, for me, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Smoky's good.
It's not the most complex style, and anything you can do to kind of give it a little bit of more interesting.
I mean, not that you character. Would, but if you were going to do a shot and a wash with some like single malt Islay Scotch,
this pair well with
beer.
It. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. To me, that's a great thing about Islay whiskey is it's so on the spectrum of being peaty, smoky, iodine-y, seaweed, Band-Aid.
Wow, you're saying so many great words.
Like, phenols.
Boy, I really love to drink some seaweed Band-Aids.
To me, though... I do.
It's a complexity, guys.
Iodine.
If one was going
your
to
your love
take,
of iodine and Band-Aids, is that why you got in the medical field?
Apparently, subconsciously, yes. Because if you were to take a snapshot of my bar, it would. There's a big section of Islay whiskey.
You better use a wide-angle lens.
Oh, ha ha.
Also doubles as an antiseptic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Medicinal qualities,
because Scotsmen are known for fighting.
You know, science, so guys.
They it's just science.
Pour a little whiskey on your head after somebody bashes it in.
And I like to think of Scotsmen in space too. I mean, they need a place there.
Oh,
for
you
sure.
call this space?
Yeah.
What are you talking
Everything
about?
Everything seems so terrible. Proper in space.
That was
really bad.
No, that was really good. I thought I was like, who let the Scotsman in here?
I mean, how many Scots have been in space?
Yeah,
can't be that many.
Probably. Yeah.
Well,
zero.
Scott Glenn. Hey. Oh.
It's a punch. That's a punch. Yeah.
Too far right now.
Got that big screen in the way.
Just punch Tim. That'll serve.
He'll pass the punch along. We're just going to have one circular punch.
Yeah. Didn't we used to do that as kids?
Like, I think we would pass it down.
Just smack somebody really hard in the arm and pass it down. Yeah.
Hey, well, give this to Caperton.
and a little fun fact.
Julie's going to say something smart. I was going to say.
David William Donald McKay, AFC, is the chief pilot for Virgin Galactic, which we know has been going off in space, and he is from Scotland.
Space, space-ish. We're going to have to go
right to ludicrous speed.
Oh, no.
And
not
he
space
might.
Balls.
Yes.
Not space balls.
Spaceballs, the movie.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Yeah. You needed to save that one for some of the later beers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It'll still be here.
Yeah.
Okay. So the
as we nod in agreement.
Yeah. Is that we are going to rate the Space Kilt from Gravity Brewing a 4. This is a lovely beer.
We got to get back out to Colorado.
I'm thinking we might.
I'm usually not a fan of the Scottish styles, and this is very drinkable.
Got to get out.
It's just not a style I search out.
Yeah,
you wouldn't think I would.
Well, there's not a lot
really
of people
like dry
doing
beers.
No.
You know?
Yeah, it's just sometimes a sweetness, but I mean, if it's nice and malty and dry, I'll take it all day long.
Okay, so speaking of space. Yep. Let's do a little, hit us with a little space knowledge.
Space fun facts?
Yes. Sure.
Well, they're not allowed to drink in space, the astronauts, so we're doing our part for them.
We are.
So I don't know if I'd make it up there.
Why can't you drink in space?
I don't know. They don't let you.
Well, that's stupid.
You get drunk and go for a walk.
I do know they hauled, in one of those early commercial space flights, they hauled like a few hundred pounds of hops up to space.
Really?
And then brought them back, and Samuel Adams
Someone used
brewed a beer with it, a limited edition beer, and charged a lot of money. So
everyone
can make a lot of money.
Everyone grew a tail that drank it or something, I heard.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all dead.
Tails are big in space. Space, no one can hear you scream.
That's true. I hear space smells like burnt toast.
Yeah.
Is that space or hell? I don't know.
Well,
like if all you can smell is burnt toast all the time.
Yeah. And maybe like burnt bacon. Like just,
I like that
smell. I like burnt bacon.
Do you want to eat burnt bacon though?
Yes. Yeah. Right now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Definitely.
Do you have some?
Some people like that.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
For sure. There's a new, should I bring up the new cross product here? There's new Coca-Cola product called Stardust. That the hype sheet for the soda says that it tastes like space.
Did you find
it's like burnt toast?
Yes. Was it that?
No, it was not. Okay. There was no burnt toast. So apparently that's BS. It
tastes like diabetes?
It tastes a little bit like diabetes, but there is a zero version.
Sorry, it's diabetes.
Diabetes.
Wilford.
It tasted slightly like, and I said this earlier, light raspberry, light mint, and then a cotton candy sort of aftertaste.
So that's what space tastes like.
And I'm down with that. That's like, I could imagine the Flaming Lips would probably be playing music up there. If that's what tasted like.
Insane Clown Posse would be throwing the soda at their fans.
Oh.
What is the Flaming Lips song or album? Is Ego Tripping?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the rest of the
I think it's At the Gates of Hell, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
so maybe it is hell.
Maybe that's not
insane. Yeah.
Those guys. They're pretty space spacey, hell. Though. Right. And I don't know. It tasted more like the Flaming Lips music to me than it
soft
tastes like space.
Soft bulletin's one with the
kind of cotton candy, kind of sweet, kind of
a little
nice,
mint,
a little minty,
a little mint,
and refreshing.
Here's a little mint for you,
yeah,
just in case.
A little fruity,
going over the edge.
Can't wait. Yeah.
All right.
More space facts. No.
All right,
let's get to another beer.
Yeah. Venus is actually hotter than Mercury.
Moving right along.
Venus hotter than Mercury.
Oh, yeah, that's BS.
Heavy, no, has a heavier
atmosphere. We have a fact sheet here that no doubt Dave made. Because there's some falsehoods on there.
What's one false thing?
We'll come back to it. What was the one I said earlier? I can't remember.
Yeah, I'll pass this back to you. Yeah.
Something about Dave looks better in space here than on Earth. I mean, that one's probably true.
Well, that one might
be
true.
Two pieces of metal that are the same type of metal touch each other in space, they're permanently bonded.
Well, that could be true.
Where'd you find that?
Like, see, with space, you can make up facts and no one can dispute
this
them.
This is true. Like, all which one of us is an astrophysicist?
Tim
or anything,
is a D-bag in space. Okay.
Well, have you guys been paying attention to the telescope that we launched?
The new one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Is it up and rolling? Are they sending back images?
I think they've gotten some stuff back. Yeah. And that's like
but everything's working. That
seems to be.
Yeah. So what is the deal with like NASA and the Air Force and everybody now starting to confirm that UFOs are real and like that people
because we all know it's because we all know anyway.
Well, it's if there's an object that they can't identify, then it's by nature.
Sure.
Unidentified.
Well, there's like which one of us hasn't been probed by an alien? Yeah. Seriously, right, guys. Yeah. Confess.
Yeah, and why are the aliens so interested in our
butts?
Buttholes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the black hole theory.
I think I'd go to Uranus.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
So as it turns out, less BS comes out of that hole.
But think about like animals. Think about dogs. How do they get to know each other? They sniff each other's butts.
Yeah,
so that's where you really get to know someone.
Yeah.
You
get to know someone really well back there.
Yeah. It's like, like the metal is fun. Bonding.
Stuck forever.
Stuck forever.
Okay,
maybe
so
we should have a beer.
We should, but before we do, sticking up for my other half here.
Oh, yeah.
If two pieces of the same type of metal touch in space, they will bond and be permanently stuck together. This amazing effect is known as cold welding.
Mm-hmm. Is that DaveSpaceFacts.com?
Yeah. No. It happens because the atoms of the individual pieces of metal have no way of knowing that they are different pieces of metal. So the
dumb
lumps
atoms
join together.
Interesting. Stupid atoms.
Atoms are stupid. Wow.
It's mind-blowing space facts.
Yeah. Cold welding.
Well, but that makes sense.
It's like a cold IPA.
Everything is so cold.
Yeah. Wow.
Excalibur stuff.
It doesn't know if it's a lager or a nail.
Wow.
It's just all confused. Right.
So let's get to something cool. Let's get to a cool beer here.
Okay.
So
where are we at?
We're at number 8.
Oh.
Yes.
Otherwise known as number eight.
The Ocho.
I think it's safe to say that we are all fans of Mr. Karnowski.
Tim said he didn't like him.
I don't like him.
I love him.
In one way, shape, or form.
At Zebulon Brewery.
Yes.
Weaverville, North Carolina.
Yes. Yep. For those of you that don't know.
Merchant Street.
We have a nice love
old
affair.
Firehouse. It's an old firehouse.
Across from the laundromat.
Get some food before you go.
Oh, that's right. It's behind the bakery.
Yeah,
behind the bakery next to the laundromat.
The dryer sheets add nice character.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyways, we are fans of that place and we love Mr. Karnowski's love of music.
Yeah.
We do. So he brewed a beer in honor of David Bowie.
He did.
And it was a hoppy farmhouse style ale.
Yeah. And Tim brought it.
First, Tim kept it for
6 years.
Yeah. On the label says,
well, Tim didn't read the label.
Drink fresh.
Drink fresh.
I couldn't read it back in 2016.
Tim's like, I don't believe this.
It may
be
one of the few beers that he's made that actually says that.
Yeah.
Because
maybe the only.
Yeah.
I think his hoppy beer.
Most of his beers say you can drink it now, but you can also age it if you want. This one had instructions that Tim completely disregards.
Tim,
I don't like rules.
Tim's a rebel.
He's a rebel,
just like his old man.
And was I right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So they took their classic mixed field saison, and hopped it up like a West Coast IPA. It's fruity and juicy. Hop aromas leap from the glass. We'll see. And the beer finishes crisp and dry. It's so brewed with Pilsner malt, raw wheat, rye, oats, spelt, Columbus.
How is that spelt?
Like a reliable doggy.
You're canceled. Right? You're canceled, Dave.
Okay, so it is brewed with the four C's: Columbus, Centennial, Comet, and Citra.
Okay.
So and what do we think?
And then it says, "Don't age this one. Yeah. Drink it as fresh as possible."
Oh, it was meant to be a hoppy saison
added later.
You know what? But it was kept in a nice place.
Mm-hmm. Right, a nice boy.
Yeah. Well. I mean, all of us here are pretty big fanboys and girls of Zebulon.
Yep. So you wanted.
And I mean, yeah, especially early on, we used to be able to get it. We could order it online and get it through the mail here in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And kind of went a little crazy early on. And I just bought so much Zebulon when you could.
There's a lot of joy in completeness. He had all those numbered batches.
Early on.
So it's sort of collect them all.
It's like, you know? This is going to be
like Pokemon.
It's like action figures, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Like anything. You will respect my authority. And then your beer cellar gets too big and you wonder why you ever hoarded beers in the first place. And then COVID happens and you just drink down your whole cellar.
Why do I have all this embrace the... Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Ding.
I still have a good amount of Zebulon left, though, for sure.
Yeah, and it's always nice to bust one out and try them.
I'm waiting on those Andre the Giant barley wines. I'm sitting on that dog for a little bit.
Okay.
So to this beer.
This, I don't know what it would have tasted fresh, because unfortunately, in 2016, I don't think I had really done a lot of Zebulon drinking yet. I knew of them, but I hadn't. I don't know that we went there yet.
Well, this was their fourth beer.
Well, you hadn't been there for sure. I think you may have known about them.
Maybe,
We'd heard the rumors.
But this, okay, granted, I don't know what it tastes like fresh. This is really nice.
If this is what it is out of date. Wow. Yeah.
I know.
I can't imagine the hop profile.
I mean, the yeast character on this.
Well, he does a lot of the, what do you call the saisons that you age, like provision ales, you know? So, I mean, this tastes like a well-aged saison that's had time for the hops to sort of fall and the yeast to pick up.
We'll be back in just a brief minute. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Arctic
ale. Exactly. Still got a bottle of that thing aging.
Welcome back, everyone.
That's me.
As we keep talking.
What's going on over here?
Don't worry about it.
You too.
You would not believe the conversation that you just missed.
What is going on?
And we are out in space, folks.
Yeah.
We are talking about some space beers and a little bit of David Bowie spaciness.
A little bit of Tim's durability.
Do you all think that you'll go into space in your lifetime?
No.
Oh, good question. Mm.
That is a good question. No.
My lifetime's shorter than you guys. So
you never know. But
Here's what I'll say. The way that the commercial space stuff is going, the way it's exponentially, it's going to depend on the next few years with the political situation going on and how that's impacting the economy.
What? There's a political situation? Right.
We'll need the Chinese to come along and make it cheaper.
Like fuel costs are going to be the big thing. I think the fuel cost is going to be the big thing. Yeah. But I think within the next 10 years, it might be like about And what it may end up being is not necessarily going into space, but those high gravity flights that
you can international sort of travel.
But they'll be way more affordable for most people.
Yeah.
I want to declare this now that when I die, you guys have permission to pack me into a cannon. And it's not exactly space, but you can shoot me in the air.
We'll put you in a crowler.
Okay.
And kinda then like Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, Hunter S. Thompson. Okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any particular song you want to have playing at the time?
I'm sure there is. We'll think about it. I'm trying to figure
write it down.
Yeah, okay. When I die, I'm going to be buried upside down so you can all kiss my... But anyway.
Okay. So what we've been talking about before the break was from Zebulon Artists and Ales, and it was batch 4 for David Bowie, the Hoppy Farmhouse Style Ale.
Aged very well.
Gosh, it was aged.
We're drinking really this out of season, but you know, he's probably a little cringy about this, but it turned out good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it did.
No shame in this game.
I mean, the yeast characteristics are still there, still happy. And that little bit of honey in the background, I I'm really over the moon over it. It's really
nice. Nice space.
You like that?
Yeah, 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 you did there.
Snuck that right in.
Punching you.
There you go. Any other thoughts?
No, let's rate it.
Okay. We are going to rate it a 4.
Nice.
Now, let's get into the darker aspects of space. Dum, dum, dum.
Deep space.
Love me. Do as I say.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. He was so all-encompassing, wasn't he, in Labyrinth? Okay. The next beer that we are going to talk about is from Event Horizon. It's called Event Horizon. It's a black IPA from Launchpad Brewery in Aurora, Colorado. It's 5% ABV.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Wow. And it's brewed with a blend of Amarillo, Idaho 7, and Sabro hops. It's an interesting blend.
It is. Hmm.
I would not have expected that, you know, for a black IPA.
I'm going to confess something here. I like black IPAs. Like, I don't want to, but every time I drink one, I'm like, not? This is, I like this.
No.
Yeah, I go back and forth on them. But I do like this one. Like, sometimes you get like a weird, and maybe it's not the style's fault, it's the people who make them. But
I've got these out of order.
Syrupy, we're doing 5 right like now, medicinal right? flavor, yeah. you know.
Well, I think it depends on how they use those dark malts.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
yes.
I think if you choose the bitter astringent ones, they're fighting your bitterness
from
your
like
hops.
Black Prince malt or something like that.
And, yeah,
yeah. Well, that's I don't know how they do it, but it takes out the bitterness.
Black Prince, exactly. Black Prince is debittered, and like there's some debittered Carafa malts that you can buy, and those will just give you great color and none of the astringency. I think they're like de-husked. Roasted without the husk.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they dehusk it, and then because that's what's going to contribute your tannins if you were to let all of your malt roll into your kettle. So
wow, Dave. Oh yeah, never mind. He's behind the giant computer screen googling dark malts.
No jerk. Actually, I have homebrewed some once in a while.
Have you made any black IPAs, Dave? I see you as a guy.
I actually have.
Have you ever entered one in a competition?
I have not.
Yeah. Tell the truth.
No, I haven't.
No, he hasn't.
What hops do you remember?
I don't remember. It was probably before you were born.
And this is not to be confused with the Cascadian Dark Ale, right?
Right.
That's what I was going to bring that up. Like, what?
There's a fine line there.
No, there isn't. Is there the same thing, right?
Depends on what part of the country you're
in. It's like farmhouse saison, you know?
Seriously.
That's what I'm saying. There's a fine line.
There's nothing Cascadian. I don't get that name.
Well, I think that wasn't that just because they didn't want to call it black IPA.
I guess so. Yeah, probably.
I don't really. I never really got that. Like,
bunch of uptight and then it went away, guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
And surprisingly, this beer is 5%.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Wow, that's crazy. Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
I like it even more now.
Yeah, it's lots of good flavor here. And nothing,
I didn't realize.
Kind of punchy, kind of gets in there.
The roasty notes are there, but it's not just in your face. And, you know, like Tim said, just not, you know, medicinal or just any of those off flavors that you just really don't like when you've had them in this style.
It doesn't make you have to work to like it.
No.
No, not at all. That's an interesting way of putting that, but no, not at all.
That's what I do.
It's roasty, but it's still balanced. I'm not getting
either.
I'm not getting
you're not that guy.
I'm not getting super bitterness at the end that you can get with some black IPAs.
You're right.
Yeah, this is decent.
Yeah, it's well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the Event Horizon from Gravity, no, Launchpad rather, sorry.
Launchpad.
We are going to rate a 4.
Choking up.
Four is so good.
Got all worked up about it. Wow.
Good. Okay, so now we're going to go kind of into our backyard, and we are going to talk about a beer from Wiseacre.
Oh. Yeah.
Memphis, represent Memphis.
That's right.
Yes, astronaut.
Go for the
status.
Barbecue. Stay for the stabbings.
I'd stay for the music myself, you know, and try to ward off the stabbings. Yeah. But you know,
there's good food there too.
Colonel Sanders, chicken.
Civil Rights Museum.
So, astronaut status is a limited edition batch of Off in Space Imperial Stout that was aged in Woodford Reserve bourbon barrels.
Well, there's worse places to keep a beer.
Yep.
Well, there's that. Mm. For 11 months. And then the brewers tossed in some cinnamon sticks and vanilla beans for good measure. What do you guys think?
I thought this was an award winner. Is it not?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think it is.
I believe so.
If not, it should be.
These guys have won a few awards.
Yeah.
I saw one list where this was the best beer in Tennessee. Best craft beer. I don't know that I agree with that. I'm not saying I agree with that.
It's on the list.
Yeah.
It's up there for sure.
Thrillist.
Did Thrillist need to make another blog post? Is that what's happening?
Which listicle are you looking at this week?
Yeah. BuzzFeed's 38 best beers in Tennessee.
In the day when I was really out there in the stores and walking the aisles, I would look forward to this, actually.
100%.
Dropping.
Yep.
There's a lot of caramel and toffee. Mm-hmm.
And everybody knew. Yes. It was good. It was we'd cool line label. Up a little bit for it, you know?
Yeah. Cool name, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And did you know that Wiseacre, the word, is a person with an affectation of wisdom or knowledge.
We call those guys
regarded as a know-it-all. Yeah. Isn't that perfect?
Yeah. You're the last to know that officially, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
A little Wiseacre.
I was going to give an interesting little Wiseacre note is that when the first time they made an appearance at a local beer festival here in Nashville, it may have been the East Nashville Beer Festival. It was one of the bigger ones, you know. They were unknown. And they had no fewer, I don't remember exactly, no fewer than 10 beers on tap.
Oh, wow.
Remember? I don't know if you guys remember. It was ridiculous.
No, I don't.
And so, for a brewery to show up with that much beer on tap at a beer festival, I mean, they were just giving it away, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
they were trying crazy. They were working hard.
But all those beers were really good. And what's the one that won the
Tiny Bomb?
That was the one I liked the most.
That's a nice beer.
That has been one of my go-tos.
It's everywhere now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Super solid brewery.
Yeah.
I mean, I like these guys. And this beer is part of why we know them.
For having cinnamon and vanilla in it, it is very low-key.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's not.
It's like you wouldn't, unless you saw it, you would.
It really comes off. It kind of contributes to the barrel character,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
You know?
That was what I was thinking.
And it really sort of picks up the wood. And,
mm-hmm.
and
I mean, and blind, sort of, blind taste test this with like some Bourbon County. And
this is.
Oh, my gosh.
This holds its own for sure.
Yeah. People would mistake it.
I think you would almost. Yeah.
And the cinnamon isn't overwhelming. The vanilla isn't overwhelming either. It's a nice, light-handed, well-crafted beer.
Yeah.
Nice and Woodford light. Reserve? I mean, okay. Whiskey snob here and bourbon snob here for a minute. Woodford Reserve isn't necessarily a barrel that you would like as a go-to, you know, like everyone wants to go for
Pappy.
You don't hear of a lot of Woodford Reserve, so like kudos to them for forging a relationship with them as well.
I'm gonna say they had to do that too, like back in
maybe when they first
brew this beer, sure, like 10 years ago or
well,
something.
That's, it was so good when they first made it back then. They're like, crap, now we
like why
got to stick with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, why screw with a good thing? Like,
So sourcing their barrels probably back then was no easy thing to
just
do.
Just going to get a 10-year contract with Woodford.
Well, we are going to relate. We're going to relate to this beer.
Relate.
And we are going to rate this beautiful beer. A5.
Nice.
No, right? Okay, so speaking of, you know, David Bowie and all things space, what kind of, if he drank beer, what kind of beer do you think he would like?
Trooper.
No.
Well, you know, he drank a lot of milk, so maybe some lactose.
A milk stout, maybe.
David Bowie drinking a milk stout. Lactose IPA.
Lactose
ESB.
A fruity, milky beer.
Okay.
I feel like he'd enjoy a glass of a nice gooze, nice complex.
I think he might do just Saison.
Yeah, I was thinking Saison.
He was kind of a culture guy, you know.
He was.
He probably liked wine a little bit and everything. So
had I known the theme of this, I would have asked, would have reached out to a friend of mine that used to date his son.
Wow.
Yeah, and she could have probably answered that question, but yeah, unfortunately, here we are.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Well, I'm gonna give a brief shout out to one of the books that I have of. I have a couple of David Bowie books because I'm a fan.
I'm sorry, honey. A couple means two. So you have
so I'm double
written by his son.
With you that definition of couple can mean two or more.
Yeah. So there's
For sure.
It's polyamorous here. That's fine. We're an open and welcoming community.
Yes.
So one of my favorite books that I have that's related to him is Bowie's Bookshelf. And this is 100 books that changed David Bowie's life.
Interesting.
By Josh O'Connell, if anyone's interested. This like gives me, I mean, I have had a love for this guy because of all of his versions of himself that he's had over the years and how his music has evolved but still is distinctly him, if that makes any sense. But this book like explains everything, you know. Because there's, how do I want to say it, there's like reference standard type of books that I could see him liking that, like Lolita from Nabokov, everyone has read that, a lot of people have read that at some point in their life. But like details of Henry Kissinger, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
Sure.
And some of these other books that are like, wow, this is like so out there. I wouldn't expect a rocker to be involved in these like sort of.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of Henry Kissinger fanboys out there.
Yeah.
Bowie was one of them.
His glasses, glasses are back big time.
They are.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Those are like the glasses you get from staring at the sun, right?
Kind of.
But anyways, I just find it really interesting of how well-rounded he was.
That's very sexy.
Yeah, sure.
He's a special guy. If I had to pick the most influential musician or artist on my life, it's nobody else is even close, you know? And, a lot of my music friends, don't think that there was that much weight to Bowie or whatever, but it's more than, I think they're just looking at just the music though. But to me, even the music was amazing, but there was more to Bowie than just the music, you know, what he represented and everything.
I don't think you can have a career as long as he did for as many decades as he did without like having substance.
He was an iconoclast. So those are my favorites, right? Yeah. Like Neil Young, these guys that are never content to sort of just relax on what's working for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they'll like just mix it up just to make things interesting, you know? And Bowie's done that
a lot. You know? He adapted. Well, and he even said that about himself, that like he could adapt to the personality of people that he met.
He pulled the plug on Ziggy Stardust. People cried, man. I mean, there was like the audience wept.
But he was done with it. He said he was done with it before he even pulled the plug.
Yeah. My introductions were like Fame and Let's Dance, like when I was a young kid. Wow. Still holds up.
Yeah.
And look at how far he's come.
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure.
That's going to do it for us today. And side note, my first introduction, which is really sad, was Tin Machine. And then I worked my way backwards.
It is kind of sad. Because I was into like
I was into like a metal proggy
Tin
thing.
Machine were great.
I know. Yeah. Okay. So that's going to wrap it up for a wonderful space-themed episode for today.
And no Shatner references.
Oh.
Oh, and you went there.
I spared you.
Okay.
How did we miss?
Let's say goodbye, everyone. Good old boy, Sean.
Great to be here. And y'all, why am I drawing a blank on the Star Trek,
Live long and prosper.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. Live long and prosper.
There you go.
Good old boy, Caperton.
Yes. See you guys in space.
Good old boy, Tim.
Yeah. I'll be flying the ship.
Come I'm there join. Monday. There's I'm there seat. Monday through Sunday.
Seat for everyone except Dave.
Good old boy, Dave.
Just fear me. Love me. Do as I say.
Take that.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time in space.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.